you tell the story, and then I kept expecting you to say, and this means blah, 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 and you don't do that.
I wanted to leave. Well, the stories are, and it's a very good question. The stories are about different subjects. They're about, oh, as you know, they'll be about how someone can be stuck in a relationship that isn't working, or someone, parent, can have a bad relationship with a child, or the way parents can have a bad relationship with their child, pushing them in certain ways, or with ourselves, how we can get stuck in ourselves and we can't change. And I tried to write stories that were open, but that they caught a moment as well as I could, as an alive as I could. I hesitate to say as truthfully as possible, but I try to show the truth of a moment between me and the patient, where the patient does change. And so ultimately, the book, I think, is about that. It's about whether we can change and how we can change and our resistances to change.
Great,
So,
great quote about change at the very beginning of the book.
the woman who says, I want to change, but not if it means changing. Which we've all felt. We've all felt that. And I think, and that's true. I wanted to show that, I think all of us have felt trapped. Everyone I know, my friends, family, my wife, myself, that's by some impulse, or we've done something foolish, or we have some fear, or we feel trapped by our history or our personal experiences. And we believe, people come to therapy, or they don't come to therapy, believing I can change, but they don't know how to go about doing that. So I wanted to try and write stories that showed some of the ways people had felt exactly like that in those circumstances and how they did change.
A lot of time when I interview authors, they say, I learned so much about me writing this book, so I'm going to throw this back at you. Did the process of writing The Examined Life make you think about you differently, and how?
Absolutely. I think I did learn a lot. First, Winnicott, a psychoanalyst, very famously dedicates one of his books to his patients who paid to teach me. And I feel my patients paid to teach me. They do teach me. I learn from them just hugely. It's also a privilege to be involved in their lives and to hear the things they're struggling with and thinking about. And I do learn from them. Some of them are very clever, very intelligent people about a wide range of things and very thoughtful, and are psychologically also, I think, quite courageous. I think most of the people who come to see me are quite brave people about facing things in their own life. So that has been a, I have learned a great deal. And I think no one writes just to say what they know. I wrote to understand. I actually think people, case histories typically too, are analysts still trying to work out exactly what happened and get it on the page. This offstage experience where it's been very alive and very, something's been going on. And you'll know that it could be reported a million different ways, that offstage experience. And I come on and try and write about it in one way that I think is, to the core of the thing which I wanted to describe that I've learned often from that experience. So the book is, these 31 stories, but they really are things which I have learned from my experiences with patients.
I would guess that there's something else that you would like to do, maybe even fiction.
I love writing these stories, these kinds of stories, some perhaps less in the room. I have continued writing pieces like this, and and I hope to write another book like this. Part of it is your first question. I'm 60 years old, and it's my first book. My mom died at 64. My father had had two heart attacks by my age. I'm an older dad. I have a 10-year-old daughter and a 7-year-old son. And so I wanted to get these things down. I think there's something about loss and fatherhood and age where I wanted to get these things down on paper. And I sort of feel there's more I want to keep putting down on paper too about these things. Not just the, like the specific stories, which I think are about specific issues, but I hope the book as a whole gives a picture of something you may have gotten in your therapy, but a kind of way of thinking, that there's a different way of thinking that a lot of people don't know about. And I wanted to try and give a picture of that. I wanted to give that picture to my children. Say they pick up the book when they're 18 or 16, 17, 18, they read it then. I wanted them to pick it up and see, oh, this is what my dad thought or how he thought about things. Or always have that to go back to as a way of, oh yeah, okay, so this is how he thought about the world. And I want to continue putting that kind of way of thinking down on the page.
Well done.
Thank you.
The book is The Examined Life: How We Lose and Find Ourselves. I'm speaking with the author, Stephen Gross, and The Examined Life, published by Random House of Canada.